UK. It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Met Police have announced it's been forced to make substantial tough choices despite being granted extra funding by central and local government. The cuts will see 1,700 members of staff axed, even though London's mayor has announced a record £1.16 billion investment. Fraser Knight has the details.
The force has admitted that it could take longer to investigate some crimes because of the cuts they're having to make to forensic teams. Frontline policing is being maintained, though, we're told, with more severe cuts that were being planned being delayed for at least a year.
23 further women have come forward with new allegations against a Chinese PhD student who carried out multiple rapes while studying in London. 28-year-old Zhen Hao Zhou was found guilty of drugging and raping 10 women in the UK and China and filming most of his abuse. It's believed he has up to 50 more unidentified victims. The White House says today will be one of the most important days in modern American history. Donald Trump's due to set out the details of sweeping global tariffs. And an 11-year-old girl missing after she entered the River Thames on Monday has been named as Kalia Koa. She got into the water in East London near London City Airport. Arsenal have moved within 9 points of Premier League leaders Liverpool thanks to a 2-1 win against Fulham last night. Nottingham Forest won against Manchester United 1-0. Wolves got past West Ham by the same scoreline. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello again, it's Bill Overton and Classic FM keeping you up. Hope your late night's elevated by the music I'm playing. Some mood lifting Monty on the way after Mozart.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
quite an unusual arrangement of Monty's Chardas. I like it. The clarinetist there, Martin Frost, accompanied on piano by Roland Pontinot. Before it, Mozart's Symphony No. 40, the opening movement from that. We had the NDR Radio Philharmonie. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Early Wednesday morning, fog patches and a bit of frost around through these early hours. Lows of 1, highs of 18 later, I know. Fine, warm and sunny. A bit breezy if you're in England and Wales. That's fine. 18 degrees is all I'm bothered about. Right, dates in the diary for April 2nd. It's Reconciliation Day for patching up fractured relations. We can forgive even if we don't forget. It's National Day of Hope to demonstrate our humanity and sanity. Who's not going to sign up to that? Also, fact-checking day today. After all, knowledge is power, someone once said. Here's one that needs fact-checking, but I like the theory. Saint-Saëns' introduction and Rondo Capriccioso benefited by fitting perfectly on the two sides of the 78 record. Come the 1950s, 33 and a third wasn't so helpful, but now we're streamlined and virtual. These things, well, they don't really matter, do they? Sarah Chang, almost inseparable from that violin, playing there with the Philadelphia Orchestra, Sanson's introduction, and Rondo Capriccioso. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Looking at things in the diary for April 2nd, late greats include Hans Christian Andersen, fabled storyteller. Also Casanova, you might find his writings on a slightly higher shelf. Marvin Gaye and Serge Gainsbourg, all of them born at this date. National Walking Day, pedestrian maybe, but great for your health. Disconnect from your screen today. Spend some time walking, staring into the distance. Here are a couple great for doing that.
You're listening to Classic FM.
If you love me, if you
John Williams' theme from Born on the 4th of July. The trumpet there played by Tim Morrison, the Boston Pops Orchestra, conducted by the composer himself. Before that, John Barry's The Beyondness of Things. We also heard the Thomas Tallis If Ye Love Me, performed by the Choir of York Minster. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. It's Brahms coming up before the news at three, the better late than never. Should we call him that, Brahms? 43 by the time he completed his long-awaited first symphony. We're going to hear the movement he was still revising a year after its premiere. By that same age, Sibelius had produced four of his seven symphonies. But it's his Corellia suite that we're going to hear next.
Classic FM.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Pianist Pascal Roger playing Satie's Nocturne No. 1. Before it, Sibelius, we heard the intermezzo from his Corellia suite, the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, there, Bill Overton here on Classic FM, early Wednesday. It's International Children's Book Day today, the idea being to inspire a lifelong love and habit of reading. Poll of experts last year rated Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Sendak all-time number one, with Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland second. I'd go with that. The Hobbit, Northern Lights, Philip Pullman's Northern Lights, Charlotte's Web, Winnie the Pooh, all in the top 10. The list's worth seeking out. Quite fun. There will be a International Children's Book Day themed Three Little Words tease on The Breakfast Show this morning when Alla Jones is in a little bit later. News on the way-ish. Well, soon-ish. Brahms first, as promised. Thank you. The second movement from Brahms' First Symphony, played there by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Edward Gardner. Fantastic. VJ listens to this show in Mumbai by the Global Player app and says, Thomas Tallis, Sibelius, Satie, wow. A happy customer. Glad you're enjoying the music. VJ, have a lovely day. Hall of Fame 3 at 3 on the way, including one of Chopin's 7 entries. In fact, a non-mover after the news.
Classic FM.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra presents Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition in Poole and Exeter this April. Visit bsolive.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The White House says the days of America being ripped off are over as Donald Trump prepares to bring in wide-ranging tariffs. It's thought he'll add the taxes on almost all imports with immediate effect, with the aim of boosting American producers. Sir Keir Starmer's ruling out a knee-jerk response. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen is ruling nothing out.
Europe has not started this confrontation. We do not necessarily want to retaliate. But if it is necessary, we have a strong plan to retaliate and we will use it.
Scotland Yard's going to cut 1,700 police, staff and community support officers amid a £260 million budget shortfall. The Metropolitan Police says it's been forced into substantial tough choices despite funding increases from central and local government. A further 23 women have contacted police believing they're potential victims of sex attacker Zhen Haozhou. Police started an internal appeal after the Chinese PhD student was convicted of drugging, raping and videoing 10 women last month. Police say the search for an 11-year-old girl in the River Thames is now a recovery operation. Kalia Koa went into the water in East London on Monday lunchtime. She'd been out playing during a school inset day. Britain signing a deal with Serbia to speed up intelligence sharing on people smuggling gangs. Foreign Secretary David Lammy will ratify the cooperation agreement as he visits the Western Balkans this week. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Morning, if you just joined, Bill Overton.